Good morning. It's Sunday, February 7th, 2021. And I just wanted to make this audio just to put some encouragement and just motivate some of us out here who are still struggling, just trying to make it and just trying to get through these times that we're in right now. It's tough, you know. With everything that's going on in the world right now, we all need to be diligent in the things that we listen to, the things that we allow to be spoken over us in our lives, and just be mindful and know that we are all destined for greatness. We all have greatness within us. And it's unfortunate that some people aren't aware of that, and they use it as a tool sometimes to make you think that you're not. One thing I've recognized as I've gotten older is that real recognize real and fake recognize fake. And when you are true to who you are and true to yourself, and you try to be true to others, a lot of times they aren't aware of the sincerity of those who are around them. And this is because the majority of their life has been spent being around people who aren't sincere, who don't know how to be sincere, who just, for whatever reason, just always has to be fulfilling some sort of pleasing of others to feel accepted and feel good about themselves. So I've learned that when people spew negativity, or they say negative stuff, or they just try to come at you with things that you know aren't true because it hasn't been spoken over you by the Lord, we have to be quick with our spirit and our mind and use our wisdom to recognize where these voices and these words are coming from. Because we do live in a world where there's good and there's evil. And we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. But we do need to recognize that not everyone is operating of a good spirit or good heart. And it's not that we need to be upset with them or angry. But, you know, the enemy will use any vessel that's available to him. He knows our weaknesses. He knows the things that we struggle with. He knows the things that we've overcome. So when there's people around us who aren't, who aren't rooted and grounded and know who Jesus is, we find ourselves with open portals in our home, in our friendship, at work, just in our environment, period. And we as believers and as praying men and women and children of God, we have to recognize where these things are coming from and immediately snap our fingers and say, oh no, that's not what God says about me. And we have to become strong and believe it. We have to be powerful with it and just recognize that a lot of times people haven't been around sounding boards to speak life into them. And they've either grown up around a household that has spoken negativity into them, been saying, you know, derogatory things to them in front of them. So they don't have the concept or the mindset of what it is to speak life into others because they don't know how to. This is where we come in, and we have to realize that we are destined for greatness. We can do great things. We can achieve anything that we set our mind to because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We might have a bad day. We might have a bad month. We might have a bad week, but that doesn't necessarily mean we have to go into future days and future weeks and future months with that same mindset. We have to take it as a hurdle, as a learning curve, and move on from there. We're not supposed to sit and dwell in it, because the longer we sit and dwell in it is the longer we stay in it. The longer we have a bad attitude about it is the longer we stay in that situation. So coming out of these things, we have to have great mindsets and great attitudes. And I know for me, certain times, people will say stuff around me and I find myself saying, wait a minute, you know, that's not true. And I have to, even sometimes I will walk away and be like, oh man, you know, I don't feel good about this. So, you know, but that's because I've allowed what they've said to resonate within my spirit. And I have to quickly adjust that and realize that it wasn't coming from God. It wasn't coming from a loving place. It wasn't coming from somebody who truly has my best interest at heart. And we can't get upset with these people or with that person. We just need to know what was said over our lives. Words are very powerful, and I say that all the time. And even in my post, I mention words are powerful. Words are powerful. We have to, you know, watch what we say over ourselves, over our lives, over our children, because it has great effect. You know, it can really set the tone for your day, for your week, for your month, even for your life overall. You know, if you think that, well, poor me, I'm not going to make any money, or I'm not going to be able to pay my bills, or I'm not going to be able to do this and do that. Yeah, you're not going to have the ability to do it, because that's what you think. Now, when our mindset has changed and we say, well, I'm setting a goal for this week and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and we're very strong about it, and not all times we're going to be motivated. And that's another thing that can work against us. We're not always going to wake up every single morning feeling motivated to do the things we need to do. So we really need to be in a frame of mind that when that mindset kicks in, we got to push through it. We got to push through it. We got to work through it, because it's just for the moment feeling. It's just for a moment feeling. And once we can rise above that moment feeling and go on and do what we need to do, things will automatically turn around. So I just wanted to share that with you and hope that it motivates someone, because I know in the times that we're living in right now, you know, a lot of times we say we are motivated, we say things are great, but deep down inside, we're just shattered. And sometimes we have nowhere to turn, we have no one to talk to. And that's simply because sometimes we feel we don't have anyone we can truly, truly trust with our most vulnerable stages in our lives. Because we don't want to sit and share personal things with people who use it against us, or turns around and, you know, be like a watering well and just be spewing our business out there. So again, take heart. Know that you are loved, you are appreciated, and you are destined for greatness. Have a great day. Bye-bye.